This afternoon, we'd like to see Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 11 through 22, which Brother Henry read for us. So we raised the three questions before starting the Bible. The number one, what is at that time in verse 11? Number one, what is at that time in verse 11? Number two, why did Israelites face this miserable judgment? Why did Israel people face this miserable judgment? Number three, how can we overcome our ignorance of God? Number three, how can we overcome our ignorance of God? Verse 11, at that time it will be said to these people and to Jerusalem, in order to know at that time, we should see previous verse 10, Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 10 said, whereas the soul reaches to the heart, which means at that time when the Babylon's soul reaches to the heart of Israelites. So in 586 before Christ, Babylon country would invade into Israel. So at that time, which meaning at that time of a Babylonian invasion in 586 before Christ, Jeremiah, around 80 years, he delivered God's word to Israel people to repent their own sin and turn back to the Lord. Israelites worshipped a lot of idols rather than God, such as Mammon, Astaroth, you know, sex god, or a phone god, lot of evil things. So God asked the Israel people to repent their sins and turn back to the Lord. So at that time, which meaning at that time of Babylonian invasion in 586 B.C., it will be said to these people, to these people of Israel and to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the capital city of Israel. A dry wind of the desolate heights or of the high places blows in the wilderness, like a Santa Ana wind coming from the deserts in fall season is blowing into the Southern California. In Israel, still today, during fall season, a dry wind coming from the desert in Israel is blowing to Israel lands. Blows in the wilderness towards the door of my people, not to fan or to cleanse. During harvest season, Israel people used the dry wind coming from deserts to blow out the chaff, and the grain falls back on the threshing floor. So by the wind, the grain is winnowed. So here, verse 11, God indicates through Jeremiah not to fan or to cleanse. To cleanse, to take away chaff and get the grain. Not such a wind. Verse 12, a wind too strong wind for this will come for me. So the strong wind implies the Babylon's invasion into the Israel for the Lord, which meaning the Lord would punish, make a judgment against Israel by using Babylon country with its invasion into Israel like a strong wind. Now I will also speak a judgment against them. So God will judgment against Israel people through Babylonian invasion. Behold, he shall come like a cloud. So Babylon people, armies, like a cloud, which means Babylon armies, people, a lot of people, a lot of armies. And his chariot like a whirlwind. So chariot is like a wind which is whirling, spinning down. His horses are swifter than eagles. So armies' horses are faster than eagles. Woe to us. So sorrow to Israel people, us indicating Israel people, Israelites. For we are plundered. So Israel people are spoiled or are invaded by Babylonian invasion. Verse 14, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem is the capital city of Israel. Wash your heart from wickedness. It means simply, repent your sins, repent your wickedness. Wash your heart from wickedness, that you may be saved, that Israel people may be delivered from Babylonian invasion only if they repent their own sins and turn back to the Lord. How long shall your evil thought lodge within you? How long you still have evil thoughts, idol worshipping behavior in your heart? Verse 14, God is still asking Israel people, Israelites, to repent their own sin at the last moment when Babylon eminently is invading soon. Here we can see God's mercy or God's paternal love. But Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 10, to whom shall I speak and give a warning? God gives a warning and speak to the Israel people that they may hear. Israel people may hear. Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised, which meaning their ear is blocked out not to listen God's word. And they cannot give a heed. Israel people didn't give a attention or any pay attention to the law. Behold, look, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They think the word of the Lord is offensive to them. They have no pleasure in the word of God. They have no joy in the word of God. But they feel they got offensive. Verse 15, for voice declares from Dan and proclaims affliction from Mount Ephraim. In Israel country, the Jordan River far north side is called as Dan. So Babylonian country will invade far north, come into Jerusalem of Israel. So far north, the voice declares from them far north side and proclaims affliction or terror or tribulation from Mount Ephraim. Mount Ephraim is a barrier around Jerusalem, the capital city of Israel. which means army's voice declares from down far north, come into the capital city, Jerusalem of Israel, throughout Mount Ephraim. So Mount Ephraim is close to capital city, which is Jerusalem of Israel. Make mention to the nations, yes, proclaim against Jerusalem. Many other nations joined with Babylon, because the Babylon country already conquered many countries except Israel when Babylon is coming into Israel. Yes, proclaim against Jerusalem that the watchers come from a far country. Many countries are allies of Babylon. Those people are invading into Jerusalem of Israel and raise their voice against the cities of Judah. So their voices are against the old cities of Judah. So basically Babylon conquered Israel country entirely in 586 before Christ. Verse 17, like a keepers of a field, Babylon country is like keepers of a field in Israel, which means Babylon conquered fully Israel country. They are against her all around. They are. Babylonian people are against her. Israelites all around, entirely, fully. Because she, Israel, has been rebellious against me, says the Lord. So Israel people were rebellious against God. Israel people did not obey God. The Second Chronicles, chapter 15, verse 2, Azariah the prophet delivered God's word to King Asa, said, if you see God, God will be found by you. But if you forsake God, God will forsake you. So God told King Asa, if you see God, God will be found by you. If you forsake God, God will forsake you. So therefore, we should seek first Him, His kingdom, and His righteousness, then all necessity shall be added by the Lord. So we should seek God first, then God will be found by us. If we forsake God, God will forsake us. Unfortunately, Israel people forsake God. Therefore, God forsake Israelites through Babylonian invasion. So Israel people were carried away as captivities for 70 years, Babylonian captivity. 70 years captivity. Your ways and your doings have procured these things for you. This is your wickedness, which means Israelite wickedness and sinfulness causes this horrible judgment. Your ways and your doings have procured these things for you. So this happening, this miserable judgment is the consequences of your rebellion against God or your wickedness against God. Because it is bitter, because it reaches to your heart. So Israelite heart would be bitter. Sorrow to the doomed nation of Israel, verse 19. O my soul, So my soul indicates Jeremiah's soul. I am pained in my very heart. So Jeremiah is so painful because his people, which is Israelites, is being persecuted by Babylonians' invasion. My heart makes a noise in me. Jeremiah's heart is pounded because Babylonian country is invading soon to completely destroy Israel country. I cannot hold my peace. So Jeremiah is not peaceful because you have heard of my soul, the sound of the trumpet. So Israel people listen to the sound of trumpet of Babylonian armies, the alarm of war. Also Israel people listen to the alarm of Babylonian invasion war. So therefore Jeremiah is called as the weeping prophet over imminent judgment delivered by God through Babylonian country. Destruction upon destruction, continual destruction up to ultimate dissolution is a cry for the whole land of Israel is plundered or spoiled or destroyed. Suddenly, my tents are plundered. Israel people live in tents, not like our house. They live in tents at that time. Suddenly, their lodge places are spoiled or destroyed. And my curtains in a moment, momentarily, their curtains disappear, destroyed. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1, God over and over again warned to Israelites, but if they do not listen to God's warning, he who is often rebuked by God and hardens his neck, which meaning are still arrogant, is still arrogant, will certainly be destroyed and yet without remedy, without mercy. So which means God warns continually to Israel people. When Israel people do not listen to God, but Israel people are arrogant, they will be suddenly destroyed or spoiled without mercy. So likewise that Israel people, God suddenly destroyed, although the first prophet said, "You no problem, you don't have no such word, so we are still peaceful. We can enjoy peaceful lives." So against the false prophet, Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, is continually delivering God's word to repent to Israel people. I cannot hold my peace. Therefore, Jeremiah is not peaceful because you have heard of my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Destruction upon destruction is a cry, for the whole land is destroyed. Suddenly, my tents are plundered and my curtains in a moment. How long will I see the standard? The standard, meaning the standard of Babylonian armies, is set to Jerusalem, which meaning Babylonian army, we conquered Jerusalem. How long will I see the standard? Historically, for 70 years. So Babylonian country conquered Israel country for 70 years. How long will I see the standard of Babylon armies and hear the sound of the trumpet by Babylonian army? For my people are foolish. My people, which meaning Israel people, are foolish. They have not known me. They do not know God. They are silly children, or sottish children, or stupid children. And they have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good according to His will, they have no knowledge. Right here, foolish, not known, silly, no understanding, no knowledge, all phrases or words are synonyms. Basically, Israel people do not know God. That's called as a foolish, or a silly, or a sottish, stupid, not known, no understanding. So the question is, how can we know God? So we should read the Word of God, what God says. That's called as a Bible. So we pray to the Lord, let the Holy Spirit lead us to understand His Word. Then we should work after the Spirit, not after the flesh, following God's way. Then our Christian living would be excellent according to God's will. So let's see each answer to each question. Number one, what is at that time in verse 11? So at that time when Babylonian country invaded. So historically, exactly that time is in 586 before Christ. Number two, why did the Israelites face this miserable judgment? In verse 17 said, Israel people rebellion against God. Verse 18 said, Israel people wickedness. So because Israel people's rebellion against God and their wickedness, they will face the miserable judgment by Babylonian invasion for God's justice. The last question, how can we overcome our ignorance of God? Study the Word of God. Study Bible like today. So then we can overcome our ignorance of God. Okay, let's pray all together with the Lord of Prayer. So our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Okay.